Hey, Jacob.
Hey, what's up?
I got a question for you.
Yeah?
What do a boy from the slums of Mumbai who makes his way into a game show and a hopelessly romantic and awkward teen who is finally being honest about his sexuality have in common?
Well, that's a lot. I don't know. What do they have in common?
Well, let's find out, because this week I watched Slumdog Millionaire.
And this week I watched Alex Strangelove.
And now it's time to make
the movie connection. And here we go. Welcome in, everybody. Hi there. My name is Jacob, and I'm here with my sister,
Casey.
And this is the podcast, The Movie Connection, which is a podcast where, you know, in an effort to just remain connected, because, you know, we're getting older and it's just harder. And plus, the world's on fire.
The world is on fire.
So, you know, just to remain connected, we decided to connect over something we really love, and that is a shared interest in movies.
Yeah, buddy.
So we assign each other movies to watch. Every week, usually that we haven't seen before. And then we sit down to discuss them, review them, and then we try to figure out, you know, is there any connective tissue between these two different movies?
Anything at all.
Anything.
Literally.
Anything.
I have one connection today, guys.
Don't give it away.
One. But guess what?
Singular connection.
Ooh, love that.
Yeah.
It's sharp.
Well, I am pretty stoked about today's movies,
me
though.
Too.
Both really, really tugged at the heartstrings, actually.
Yeah, I agree with that statement.
We watched it. So, Slumdog Millionaire for you, and then Alexander Strangelove for me. No, it's just Alex Strangelove. Alexander. Although, I wonder if he is an Alexander, you know?
He looks like he might be one.
Possibly. I'm really stoked to talk about these, like, especially to get to talking about Slumdog Millionaire, because this thing was, like, Academy Award winner.
Yeah.
This came out, when I was working at the movie theater, so I remember seeing it a few times in theaters, and, this was kind of the hint that it's like, oh, you know what? Like, I don't fucking mind subtitles.
Yeah.
Like, it was a big learning. It's like, I didn't even realize, because the movie, like, yeah.
It pulls you in.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter.
I watch pretty much everything with subtitles.
Yeah.
I'm that person. But I didn't used to be.
That's a trending thing these days, you know?
Well, like, in a world where we're constantly overstimulated, the subtitles help us focus. And I think that increasingly so, we're creating people who have ADHD.
Yeah.
And subtitles help
Gen Zers.
Focus me. A millennial. Wait.
Yeah. I know. But Gen Zers are the ones that are going to be mostly ADHD.
We got
the depression and all the other stuff to deal with. So, let them have the ADHD.
Sure.
Yeah, you can have that.
Sure.
You can have that one.
Right.
All right, what do you say we get into these movies, shall we? And I think it's, is it your turn to start?
It's my turn to
start. Holy crap. Okay.
I know.
Let's do this. All right, tell me a little something about
Slumdog Millionaire.
Millionaire.
Yeah,
game show host would say millionaire. Loved it.
Slumdog Millionaire is the story of Jamal Malik, who is a contestant on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, through some
real game show, by the way.
Yeah, real game show. Through some torture from the police, who are sure he's a cheat.
Yeah,
we have flashbacks on his life and how he got there. We see Jamal and his brother Salim live on the streets. Salim enjoys the life of crime, but Jamal wants more and longs to find Latika, a girl who he connected with as a child. When Jamal goes to answer the final question, we see how anyone knows the things they know about life and love and fate.
Aww.
Because it was written.
Yeah. Nice. Best description so far. No, that's good.
Damn.
Yeah, well said.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, the rest of your descriptions suck.
Wow, rude.
No, I always love your descriptions. I like how we both have different approaches to them.
We have very different approaches, yeah. Mine is always trying like if I was going to write a tidbit about a book.
Yeah.
That's right. How I try to write my descriptions, but something you might read on the side of a book on the, or on the back cover.
What's that website? What's the Goodreads. Website? Goodreads?
Yes.
Or Goodreads?
Goodreads. Yeah, wow. Goodreads. You knew it and I didn't. I actually post on there.
Yeah, you have an account. Yeah.
I do.
I do too. I need to contribute to that. It becomes overwhelming because you're like, oh, I have so many books I want to talk about.
You know what's so crazy too is like now the new Kindles, my Kindle connected to my Goodreads. So it marks everything I'm reading.
That's
as
cool.
Reading. It is cool, but like.
Creepy.
I haven't gone on there and like updated all the reviews I need to because I've been reading a ton.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Up until this term. Got and like backlog. Some of them. Yeah, it's like some of them I wouldn't write reviews about because they were just fine.
Sure.
And normally just I save my reviews for either really good or really bad. I do star them, yes.
Yeah, yeah, always star them.
Yeah, because that helps me remember if I like it too because I read so much. So,
yep.
Anyways, enough about that. That's silly.
No, it's not at all. No, but you know what is silly? Not this movie.
Definitely not this movie.
So, well... No, not at all. I was gonna say there's humorous, not really. There's like heartwarming moments.
Yes.
Ish.
And like a couple of the little kid Jamal things are kind of fun.
Kind of funny. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And same with like grown up Jamal too. I guess he has like a couple of funny moments.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
He's got to be the most stoic person I've ever seen.
I love that actor. I love that actor. You know, he's from Yesterday. And actually, that was another team-up between these two. Danny Boyle directed Yesterday.
Oh, that's so cool. And that checks out.
Yeah, right? At heart, I did see a bit of similarities here between Yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of like Danny Boyle anyway. Like, he's a fascinating director. Like, just listen to this filmography. So he's the guy behind Trainspotting, which that's the drug movie.
Mm, okay.
with Ewan McGregor. Then you got The Beach, that's Leo DiCaprio. 28 Days Later, that's like that zombie movie.
Oh, yeah.
Sunshine, which was a space movie with Cillian Murphy and early Chris Evans role. Pretty good, actually, in it. Mm. Slumdog Millionaire, 127 Hours, so that's that James Franco flick. Mm. Trance, more recently, he did the new Trainspotting, and then Yesterday.
Dang, okay.
Very interesting filmography.
Yeah, he's got a variety of things there, doesn't he?
Yeah. And, that's what I like about him. It was hard to pin down. Like, you know, I like to look for the trademarks between directors and stuff.
Me too.
Danny Boyle was elusive for a while. But then you do come to find that there is a through line of my friend Josh pointed it out, where it's the triumph of the human spirit is always kind of at the heart of it.
Oh, I love that.
And that's kind of true of all of them. Like, even Trainspotting, ugly as things get, like, in the end, like, I think the last line is choose life. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But great director, mostly enjoy his stuff. He does, like, yeah, we'll get into it though. Especially talking about this movie. But So general thoughts, like going into it? Like you'd never heard of this? You'd never seen
it.
You'd heard of it.
Yeah. But it was not what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Little
because I had heard about it, but like I didn't read into it, so I just like it was a pop culture thing. Like I must have heard about it when it was winning awards.
You figure, it's popular, so it must be right. Must be great.
Slumdog Millionaire. It's just not what I would have thought, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Based
on a book too.
Based on a book
called Q&A. So I'm sure that was a fictionalized, you know, game show in that one, or probably something else, but. Given the time that it came out, I mean, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was super popular.
Oh, my God.
I think, we had a household that
we
watched regular
Who Wants
watchers.
To Be a Millionaire.
Yeah.
I was telling Josh while we were watching this, like, that is why I know so much random trivia, I think, is from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, it covered the whole gamut.
Because, like, trivia nights are one of my favorite things to do, and Josh is sometimes like, how do you know, like, this random crap? And I'm like, I don't know, but now I know. Like,
yeah.
Rewatching this or watching this made me think, I watched a lot of that as a child.
Yeah,
my
right.
brain, like, retained some of the weird shit that I learned.
Toast.
but, yeah, no, it was really dark. Like, so at first
Pretty
I was
dark.
Like, oh, it's...
Yeah.
pretty dark. Yeah. Pretty dark. Yeah, there was torture dark. And rape and murder.
Well, hey, now we, yeah, no, they no. hardcore indicate that that's the what's going happened, on. The rape
happened, yes.
Yeah,
yeah. I read that some people questioned it.
Oh, no.
I didn't.
No, they're idiots.
Yeah.
They're fools, I say.
Yeah.
No, it was perfect. The experience of anybody of this movie was summed up in the text you sent me. 701. This movie is fucked up, I think, right? Yeah, yo, this movie's fucked up. 811. Okay, it's also really good. But damn this poor kid. Like, yeah, that's pretty much. Because, yeah, first act, or first act,
like
second act.
40 minutes in, and I was like, this is like, pretty.
This is fucked up. How are we going to get out of this?
Like, go to shit, and I was like laughing.
Literally,
that
go
was,
through
like,
that
funny.
Was kind of funny. Yeah, yeah.
But then we see like his mom is dead, and him and his brother like are pushed into. I knew that guy was sketchy.
Yeah, I know. I didn't want to like. Yeah, what level of sketch though was the question? Like,
right, because
fortunately they
idea,
avoid most of that. Like it
I
seems
first
to just
was
be
just like, oh, this guy's
singing.
A pedophile.
Yes, right.
And then Josh was just like, so Josh went also as a pedophile first. And then I thought, oh, like, he's going to take these kids and put them in a workshop and make them, like...
Or, right. Yeah. Yeah. Another possibility.
But...
It's, yeah. It was... Fortunately, great. Like, they made it, like, just, like, singing and stuff. But I think,
I mean, like
in reality, I think we know... Yeah, that was
fucked up.
Like, I felt so bad for that kid.
And he was going to blind Jamal.
Yeah. Yes,
like,
right.
Like, his whole scheme is
super
pretty
dark
fucked
stuff.
Up. And he definitely
doesn't. Is grooming them to
he's grooming
go on
them,
to...
And he also, like... doesn't take care of them, right?
Yeah.
Like, not really. He gives them the
food.
Absolute basic necessities, and then he,
of course,
like...
Of course,
yeah, I don't know. That guy is, like, to me...
Bad. Evil.
Scummy, yeah.
Evil man. I forget
up.
His name. He's not even worth remembering. We don't even remember his
And, you
name.
Know, I actually felt legit bad when I thought he was a pedophile at first, because, like, I was like, oh, he's taking them here, he's feeding them. And I was oh, he's not a bad
person. Oh, maybe.
Person.
Like,
yeah,
right.
I
maybe.
I was like, you
yeah.
know, and I, like, turned to Josh. I'm like, sad when the first thing your brain thinks is bad person.
Yes, yes, of course.
Then I thought he might be a good person. And then I was like, oh, I'm right.
Yeah, right.
Which is a bummer.
Yes. Yeah. No, this, it's interesting because it really does show you the ugly, I guess. But,
it shows you some beauty, too, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
The people getting together to wash their clothes, like, all of the colorful saris, like,
yeah,
you know, the community that's
yeah,
there is really
absolutely.
Nice, too.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It's one of the, you know, it's weird to say, but one of the best depictions of India, just because of the honesty, because it shows, it's not afraid to show you that there are portions of India like that, yo.
Oh,
100%, like, a good portion,
yeah.
You know?
Just, like, I mean, it's interesting, too, like, when you watch this and I think about how, like, humanity is all the same, right? No matter where we live.
Right.
So we have people who are, like, in poverty here.
Yep.
Who resort to, like, violence.
Washing.
And,
oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
no,
that
see,
too.
Sorry.
But, like, they, like, resort to violence. And I was just thinking, like, what human instincts tells people to do that? Like,
yeah.
I just don't have it.
Yeah,
it just
right.
isn't part of who I am. But it is interesting to, like, think about that. I don't know. Just like animals. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Right, animals, yes.
Fucked up.
it's fucked up, man.
but even though we were seeing, like, a lot of poverty here, it was still, like,
there
was still
beauty in that.
Yeah.
Because even, like, they're on top of a trash pile, and I'm like, man, they're happy. And that's kind of the feeling of India in general. Like, spiritually, they got it made.
Locked and loaded, yep.
Yeah, we could learn a thing or two, you know? But then you got things like the caste system, you know?
Yeah.
It's not great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also thought it was so interesting that they showed
kind of get a look at
two kids, like, they didn't know what the Taj Mahal was.
Yeah.
and they lived there, and I was like, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder how, like, much truth there is to that. Kids in poverty, like, not knowing.
I mean, it's got to be true. Like, it's
knows.
The same here,
yeah.
Right? Ignorance, like.
Ignorance, yeah.
Tied to poor.
It's rough.
Yeah.
These kids are smart, though.
These kids are... These kid actors were great. Well,
oh,
I mean, they weren't even kid
they
actors.
Were so
they
good.
Were real kids. Did you read the cool thing about that?
Yes.
Yeah.
The director.
Talk about that.
He put money in a fund for them.
Awesome.
For when they graduate high school.
Mm-hmm.
And he's putting them through school, right? He's mm-hmm. paying for their schooling. Yeah. Which I think is just so beautiful.
And transportation to
and
school.
And transportation to and from school. Yeah, I saw pictures of the little kids on the red carpet, and I like, it was just so joyful. Yeah. So cute. It's
good shit.
Ugh, that's, so beautiful.
It's so, that's what makes the movie even more special, is because, like, yeah, when movies do that, where it's like, yeah, we're making this movie about this, but we're also kind of
including
that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Absolutely.
Kind of like, well, not the same at all, but The Day After Tomorrow, the Keanu Reeves movie.
Oh, yeah.
It was a movie about, like, or kind of pushing the, you know, idea of going green, like, you know, being more conscientious to the planet and stuff. And I think, like, who knows how true this is, I'd have, you know, but it's supposedly they did the whole production very green, like, down to costuming and energy,
yeah, they recycled
efficient stuff and stuff like that, which is interesting. So let's get into a little more deliberate Q&A here. Because these kids are so dynamic and interesting, like, just want to talk in general about each one. So let's actually start with the one who can be the most divisive, and I'm sure we'll get the biggest reaction. So Salim, let's talk about Salim.
Yeah.
What the fuck's this kid's problem? No,
he just has problems.
Yeah.
He has major problems. He grew up in poverty. I think part of his problems are trying to shield his brother.
Mm-hmm.
So he's taking on stuff.
His heart is in the right place. Like, he does genuinely
love his brother. Yes. There's no doubt about that in my mind. But he, like, thinks it's him and him against the world and doesn't want to include anyone else.
Right.
Where his brother's like, I want to help people who
help. Like, you know, like, they're like us. Like, shouldn't we, like,
yeah, exactly.
Pay it forward, man? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. He does, like, have a heart for violence, though.
Mm.
Like, he enjoys it.
He's got the instinct.
Yeah, he enjoys it. He's definitely a little fighter, and he doesn't dislike it.
Yeah.
The little kid actor, though, did fabulous.
So, yeah, we get to see three stages of each of these characters, and all of the actors did great, but yeah.
They all did so good.
Did you have a favorite version of, I mean, the older versions are always great. They did a good job there, but yeah.
Yeah, I love the youngest one, I think.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I do like the oldest one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I liked that
actor.
He's
got, like, some Bruno Mars hair going on, and I just, like, totally dug that.
Nice. The shades, too.
Yeah,
nice.
He totally, I was like, oh, wow, this is cool.
Yeah.
Got some Bruno Mars vibes. But definitely the youngest one's my favorite, because we get to see this kid, like, if we didn't see him as a little child, like, we probably wouldn't think there was anything redeemable about him.
Yeah, right, definitely.
In my opinion.
Totes. I saw him as, like, he's... this movie has, like, an anti-capitalist thing going for it, and I feel like Salim was the representation of, it's like, see, capitalism bad.
This is what,
like,
happens.
He seems to always be in the pursuit of money.
He wants money, he wants things, he wants
material.
He definitely represents capitalism for sure.
Yeah, and in the end, like, he dies in a pile of money. Like,
I think
so sad.
Yeah, that was so,
that was really tragic.
What a kind image. I thought for sure he was gonna, like, pour gasoline on the money and burn it, what I thought, and then that he was going to get killed, but
no,
because he just wanted a money death, I guess. I don't really,
it's symbolic and shit, it's a director thing.
It's a director thing. But yeah, what was I going to say there? Oh, the capitalism thing, that's so true, and I think that's very true for, like, some people in poverty, because they spend so much time of their life thinking, like, money will fix my problems, which it will. It will fix 90% of their problems.
For sure, absolutely.
But, like, he just, like, gets greedy with it too, right?
Mm.
So it's not just, like, enough money for them to live off of. He's like, no, I want to, like, I want to work for the guy that owns everything you can see.
Yeah.
Like, you know. I want to be that guy.
The center, like, of the center. I like that.
Yeah, that was a good line.
Hell yeah. So, all right, that covers Salim. Latika.
Latika. Latika. She was so good.
Adorable. All
so
versions.
Cute.
Well, cute and then gorgeous, right?
Yes.
Latika.
Yeah, she was so sweet. And I think for me, my favorite version of her was the adult.
Yeah.
Just because she breeds a new life into the character.
Yes.
We don't get to see a lot of, like, middle Latika.
Yeah, yeah.
We see very little of her before she
Yeah.
Disappears.
Yes.
We definitely spend more time with the two boys in the middle. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think older Lisica, the oldest one, is my favorite.
Yeah. She was great.
She was really good. Yeah.
It's the problematic character because, I mean, she's great and stuff, but this is where I have a problem with Danny Boyle a little bit. This is where he gets a little too old fashioned. Like, didn't it seem like she was relegated to kind of some old-fashioned female, like, stereotypes and stuff, where, like, with the, like, implied rape kind of thing, and the fact that she, like, willingly gives herself to Salim, or...
Well, I would not say that willingly.
Sorry.
It was definitely, like, rape. Not willingly. But it was, like...
No, it was, yeah, no. Not at all. But, no, it was in service of, like, some, like... done in service of Jamal or something like that. There was hints of that.
There is that old adage there, like, you have to sacrifice yourself for the man.
See, yeah.
Right?
And that's what I was getting.
Yeah, I knew where you were going. I was trying to let you get there.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, there is that. But I think that in India, I think it works in this movie.
Right.
Because in India,
there is that caste.
The women, yeah, they are literally below men. Yeah. So how it goes for, like, men in India is, like, God,
yeah,
man, family, wife.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it is.
Yeah,
And so, like, I think that the women there are really raised, at least in certain parts of India. I shouldn't generalize it so much because I know there are progressive parts as well.
Yeah, right.
But in certain parts of India, like, the men are grown to believe that they're, you know, superior, mm-hmm. and the women are grown to be meek to the men.
Yeah.
And so I think the director, the way he looked at it, probably was like, oh, this will be like a noble thing that she can do.
Yeah.
It's the only thing she has control over, right?
Mm.
Is her body.
Yeah.
And honestly, like,
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
It is fucked up. And in that way, it is old school, but that's how India is too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
true.
Yeah, I agree, though. I do.
Yeah. Yeah, because there was that, like, but for the most part, like, yeah, I mean, just those little parts, like, stood out, like, and she, I mean, at the end of the day, this is a romantic movie, for
sure.
It is, for
sure.
So it can't fault it completely, but it did seem like, a lot of the time, like, she was mostly used as the device to propel our lead, right?
100%.
And so that, yeah, okay, cool,
100%.
Cool, cool.
We saw very little of her.
Yeah.
Without Jamal.
Yep. Okay, cool. Wanted to cover that, but at the end of the day, the performances were great, and she still gets some genuinely, like, great moments and everything like that.
Yeah, and I think that the life that she'll live with Jamal is going to be, like, so nice, and she'll get her spotlight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just, yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, and they all went, I mean, they all go through their, I mean, they all go through the suffering and everything like that. I felt really bad for, Latika. You do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, damn my it. Gosh.
Like, and especially when that damn Salim, you know, pulls his hand away during the train thing. That's when I wanted to be like, yeah, kick him.
I was so mad so at mad. Him. Yes. Yeah. I was like, that's really fucked up.
Yeah.
It's really fucked up. But then I was like, oh, he killed that guy for her and helped her escape.
Mm.
Like when they were kids, you know, middle kids.
Oh, yeah.
Middle
right.
kid. And I was like, maybe Salim's mm-hmm. not that bad.
Right, right.
And then he rapes her.
Yeah.
So, like, there's, like, a lot happening.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
In those, like 20 yeah, minutes of,
right.
like.
Yeah, that really, yeah, that, yeah, and that makes it hard to, like, Salim going
well,
forward,
I
right?
Well, I think that they had his character do that so that there would be, like, a distinct reason to dislike him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There has to. Because, like, why would you
yeah,
do that
right.
otherwise?
I know.
Other
yeah.
than to showcase the fact that she's, like, a prize. But we already see that through, like, her abuser and like, having to dress beautifully at home and, like, stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. Hate that.
Bad.
Hate it.
And then, finally, Jamal, you know?
Yeah.
Our protagonist.
Yeah, he's so good. All three of the kids that played him were excellent.
Yes.
They all worked together so nicely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, aged together, you know, like, it felt like the same person.
Yeah,
all
right.
Which is a big compliment to me.
Yeah, not since Moonlight. Right. Have I seen, like...
I thought about Moonlight a lot when I watched this, and I thought, man, these would have been two good movies to put together.
Right, right.
But, you know, alas, it doesn't work like that.
Nope.
What was I going to say? Sorry. Jamal. Yeah, he's awesome. I think the oldest one of him is my favorite, too.
Of course.
He's expressive just such eyes. A good actor, and his eyes are so expressive. And, you know, like, just so believable in the tale that he's telling. And...
Yeah. And you believe him as the hopeless romantic, but he's not, like, annoying in
it,
you
know? Absolutely. He's just great.
Yeah.
Great actor. But all three of them did awesome. Jamal was definitely, to me, like, the best cast through. Mm. Like, I really believed, okay, this is the same kid.
Yeah, I'm watching the same kid. You're right, yeah.
He was really great.
Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. The Three Musketeers, as they're called.
Oh.
Did you ever want to be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No.
Yeah.
I have crippling test anxiety.
That would be your nightmare.
I think I would be horrified. But the thing is I do love going to, like, group trivia.
But you love
trivia
nights, yeah.
So I love trivia. I think I would do great at, like, Family Feud, where there's, like, six people.
Mm.
But, like, one-on-one, me on this stranger, I think
the
it would
The hot seat. It would be the hot seat.
The hot seat. I just think it would be bad. I would look like Nick Miller when he's telling a lie. Like, I'd just be sweat.
Sweat back.
Be really attractive. you? Did you?
Probably. Yeah, because trivia, like, and you felt pretty good when you'd get up there.
Oh,
but
yeah, and you're... Plus, like, when you're Regis a kid Philbin. And you're watching it, you're like, where would I stop?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's half of the fun of this game, right? Is the gambling.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Because you are given opportunities.
Yeah, yeah.
Walk away.
Yeah, do you want to take this money and walk away, or you want to keep going and lose it all?
Yeah.
And, you know, Mom would always be like, oh, they should have stopped.
Yeah,
like,
she did that this time.
She did?
Yeah, she never, like, it's like, it's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? They're going to go for the million. Like, everybody's
going to
just going to stop.
Like.
Yeah. we already talked about it, but the old-fashioned tropes when it comes to the Tika. So, yeah, I think we covered that pretty well. It's like, you know, it's part of it's maybe an aging thing. No, but I think, you know, at the end of the day, maybe it is tied culturally.
A cultural thing.
And so in that way, it's accurate. And
do I think it's right? No.
Right, right.
Well, I tell you guys, like, Never Have I Ever is a Netflix show that stars a young Indian woman. And it's excellent, and it's really progressive, so it's sort of the opposite in that way of how women should be treated and how they are treated and stuff.
Nice.
Recommendation dropped
there. Damn it.
For you.
What'd you think of the dance sequence? You know, that kind of, like, I could see that going either way for people. Do they think it's too much, or, you know, where do you fall on it?
So I think it's really fun because Bollywood dancing is such a big part of their culture.
And it seems weird to not have it, kind
of. It sort of feels weird not to have it when you're watching the movie.
Yeah.
So, I was expecting to see it somewhere. Like, it was nice to have it at the end. I thought that was sweet.
Nice. Good.
Plus,
good.
It was, like, such a nice moment of joy, like, for these characters
exactly.
who have had, like, some shit happened to them.
And you even get to see the little kids dancing, too. So
nice. Cute.
Yeah.
So cute.
Totally. Let's see. Did Jamal... Okay. This was the burning question I had. So the question before the final question, that's the one with the most drama. That's where Jamal's in the bathroom even. He doesn't know the answer, right? And our game show host drops the answer, you know.
Yeah, that was
or plants the answer for him. And Jamal goes on the air, and he picks the other answer.
Yeah.
Now, my question is, did he do that to be defiant? Like, oh, you gave me that answer. No, I don't care about the money. I don't care about winning. I'm going to answer the other thing, so I'll lose and, you know, fuck this whole thing. Or did he not trust this guy and was like, he's giving me the wrong answer. I'm going to answer the other way.
I think that...
Or did you? Yeah.
Right. Part of it is definitely defiancy, but I think that he is a really good judge of character and can tell that this guy, because this guy also told him really early on, you should drop your, take your money and be done.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think that this guy was just Jamal was kind of judging this guy's character as, like, he doesn't really want me to win, though.
Right.
Like, yeah, I think he was just judging him and decided to do the opposite of what he said.
Right, right.
Which I thought was awesome.
Cool. Smart. Interesting. Just because I just don't know if Jamal genuinely wants to go on and like win the money at all.
Well, because he's not very excited.
Yeah.
Right. He's like sort of like the calmest person you'll ever see win $1 million, but like he's halfway there. He's just like, whatever, like it's fine. The guy's like, get up and dance.
Yeah,
and he's like, no,
I'm good. We're saving that for the credit sequence,
right? Yeah. I do one dance per movie.
But I like that. I found that interesting. It's like, ooh, there's a few ways you can read that, you know?
One of my favorite parts, which... No. I'm going to check to make sure it? I didn't... Yeah. I'm not... Oh, yeah. I didn't spoil it. Okay. One of my favorite parts is when the guy's just like, you're in the hot seat. And then he's like, are you nervous?
Yeah, you're nervous? Yeah.
He's like, no, what? You should
you,
be.
Man. No.
You're in the hot seat.
That was good.
I love that.
I like
that. Was cute.
Yeah.
Just shows that sassiness that we saw of him when he was a really little child.
Right. Yeah. He's got it in him. Did you like... I really enjoyed the game show host. You know, he... Total asshole at that
total
one part.
Asshole,
but I think at the end, he genuinely, like, is happy for Jamal. I think
so, too, because he said in the movie that he also... That, like, it's very hard to go from some dog to millionaire.
Oh, yeah.
And that he can't... He did
he
that.
He did. That's right.
And
that's
so,
right.
Like, I think in the end, he's like... You fucking did it.
Yeah,
like,
even he's got
you.
Even
yeah.
he's got the arc.
Because,
yeah, we even get like, yeah, it's like, oh, fuck you, man. But in the end, he's like, no, you know what? This kid did it.
He did it.
Yeah.
And I think, like, you know, when he told him to take the early money and be done, like, he was kind of an asshole about it. But I thought, I thought maybe he was just actually trying to help this kid that, like, obviously is poor. Like,
maybe,
he's like, take this money. That's still good money. Like,
right. Right.
But nah, maybe. Jamal was there for the million.
Millionaire. All right. Well, that covers my Q&A. What do you say we get to our favorite questions?
Favorites.
So, favorite performance.
That goes to Dev Patel.
Absolutely. Come
on. Which is older Jamal.
No contest.
And then honorary mention.
Yeah.
I'm hoping I'm not going to.
Oh, yep. Careful.
Ayush Mahesh. Kadekar, sorry.
Kadekar. Okay.
Young Jamal, the youngest one.
Oh, the youngest. Wow, that's awesome. Wow. Both get credit. That's amazing.
I love both.
Yeah, because he was super expressive. Yeah, that kid was great.
He was so good. Nice. And we got a good sense of his spirit, you know, as a child. Like.
Yeah. I love just that. What a great shot of just falling in shit.
I mean, and then running. Everyone's like, I'm going to make a
I'll be dab.
So cute. Oh, my God. And he got
it. So brilliant.
He got it.
Yeah. Brilliant.
He got it, man.
And then Salim was an asshole. Like, Salim, man. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, why'd you lock him in with the poop? Like, that's mean.
So mean. All right. Favorite scene.
My favorite scene is when Jamal gives the blind boy the $100.
Amazing.
Ugh, that scene hurt my fucking
heartbreaking.
Heart. Yeah.
Heartbreaking.
I was, like, so sad.
Oh, man.
It was so beautiful, though.
Yeah.
They did a good job of capturing that.
Benjamin Franklin.
Ugh.
I love how he gets all the answers. It's a brilliant storytelling device.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too, because, you know, when you think back to how you know, like, random shit. It is like this,
yeah.
Right? I mean, maybe, hopefully not exactly like this. hopefully.
I wake up every day wishing I didn't answer that. Ooh, right.
But, you know, I think that that's such a good, like you said, storytelling device. And I love that we get to go back and see each little piece of how he knew the answers.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
So smart. Favorite quotation, favorite line of dialogue?
Jamal says... When somebody asks me a question, I tell them the answer. I love that.
Nice.
So good.
I tell them the answer. It's not always the right answer, but I tell them the answer.
That's Josh. Like, if I ask him a question, he'll find an answer for me. Tell me. I love that.
It is written.
It is written. Although.
It is written. What?
Fate.
Yeah, right. See, that's why, yeah, that's so brilliant how they do it with the last question, where it's just like, yeah, he just randomly picked that. Like, he didn't actually know.
Right.
Nobody knew. I knew.
You knew.
Kind of a trick question, actually, because D'Artagnan is a musketeer.
Dude,
so...
I was like, D'Artagnan.
Yeah.
And I was wrong.
Yeah.
I would have lost that million.
Technically, he is the fourth musketeer to arrive, but, you know,
yes.
Like, see, I would have, like, that's a... That question wouldn't make it, I don't think. It shouldn't. How dare you? Naughty, naughty. You're naughty like Homelander from The Boys. All right? You go to jail.
My God. All right.
All right. That covers Slumdog. And would you rewatch or recommend?
Yes and yes.
Yeah. Hard rewatch, but definitely.
Hard rewatch. I would have to be in a place to watch it. Like.
Yeah.
Or if I wanted to encourage someone else to watch it.
Beautifully shot, too. That's what I couldn't get over. I like how it moves, you know.
Yeah.
And rewatch, recommend. And out of 5 stars, how many stars do you give this?
4 stars for me.
4! Good. Solid.
It's very solid.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
Just like a little too sad for 5.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just how I roll.
And yeah. Yep. Latika. Justice for Latika.
Yeah, it's problematic, bro.
All right, now it's time to talk about Alex Strangelove. Weird title, given the fact that it's not even his fucking name.
True love. I forgot that because I watched this in 2018 when it came out.
Oh, it's that old? No, just kidding. All right, let me tell you a little something about Alex Strangelove. Well. Anyway, Alex Truelove is a self-proclaimed hopeless romantic. He fell and fell hard for his longtime girlfriend, Claire, and they couldn't be happier. There's just one little thing they have yet to do, and it seems to be the one thing they are supposed to care about at this age. Having the sex. not from lack of wanting or from lack of trying, but Alex is just having a hard time with the whole business. But things slowly become more clear to him when he meets Elliot, a young gay student from the same school. As Alex hangs out with Elliot more and more, he starts to realize dormant feelings come back to the surface, and he can't deny his attraction to Elliot. But what does that say about his relationship with Claire? What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Thus begins a real soul-searching that snowballs into a confusing, awkward, and at times hilarious journey of discovery. Not just for Alex, but Claire, Elliot, and even his jerk-ass friend, Dell.
He's a jerk-ass friend, but he's a friend.
No, but yeah, these jerk-ass friends, these are the characters that can go one way or the other for me, right. You know? It's like I either like them or hate them. You can't really love them.
Yeah, there's just like a little bit too much of a jackassy feel to him.
Sometimes.
But I actually really do enjoy him.
No, Dell, no, I loved Dell. Ended up loving Dell. Like, yay. There's something about, I think, like, he's so the actor has a charm to him or something.
He's so charismatic.
But no, yeah, I really, yeah, I liked that guy. Yeah.
Me too. I enjoyed his character.
For some
a lot.
Reason, Corey Feldman came to mind. He's like,
Yeah,
the Corey Feldman of the movie for whatever reason.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah. Phlegm from Step Monster.
That's right.
One of the best characters ever. Yeah.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, sorry. Sorry. No. Under Wraps.
Yeah.
You know that, what's his face?
Adam Wiley's coming back. Yep. Super stoked about
that. Adam Wiley is, like, going to be in it, and he's very excited.
Very
too.
Excited so about cute. That.
So cute. Anyways.
I might actually watch that one, or same. Might watch the first one and then watch the sequel now.
Same. Mm-hmm. Same. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very excited.
Very happy.
Awesome. Alex Strangelove. So you never heard of this before.
Yeah, right. This was a complete surprise. But admittedly, like, I'm not as much on Netflix these days as it has, you know, died out. And you know, they're still making some good content.
They do make good original content, but they cancel it a lot. So
yeah.
So that's like, this at least is a movie. I like their movies sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, yeah.
Say 50-50.
You know,
but I watch
this
them all.
And then, you know, other Missy. great movie.
All the Boys, like, that show was pretty good. Mm-hmm. The one show I mentioned earlier that I can't remember the name of right now.
Yep. That one.
Yep. That one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they have some good content.
Pretty good quality stuff. In terms of tiers, this is definitely mid-tier, I'd say.
Mid-tier, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Checks out.
Roger. Yeah. Got any questions for me?
I do. Would you be disappointed if I said it didn't?
Yeah.
No, I have some.
I have zero questions.
Nope, those were my questions.
So you never heard of it, huh?
Never heard of it. Okay, cool.
Cool.
No, I like watched this when I went down a Netflix hole during the beginning days of quarantine.
Ah, quarantine.
Like, this was back when, for the first like 45 days of quarantine, I kept a little journal. I stopped.
Yeah, right.
because I was like, oh, this isn't going to end ever. Like, I started to lose hope. I was like, yeah. I've been, because this was like, we weren't even leaving our house at all.
Right.
And it was rough.
Yeah.
I won't lie.
Scary. Scary times, man.
Wasn't the best. I mean, it's still not great. It's still not great. But we have some protection now, so. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I found this during one of my Netflix binging days, and I was like, this is quality, especially compared to the other crap I had watched that day. Yeah. So that was fun.
This is very Love, Simon light, you know?
Yes. So that's my first question. Yeah. This movie came out the same time as Love, Simon.
Oh, okay.
They were actually dropped in the same year. Hmm. How, like, do you feel it compares? Because they're pretty different, but they do have a lot of the same...
A lot of the similarities.
Yeah, parallels, yeah.
Love, Simon, we come into it, like, it would basically be the sequel to Alex Strangelove, right?
Right.
Because he's already perfectly comfortable with the fact that he's gay.
He's just not comfortable telling people yet.
Right. So different in that way. You know,
no blackmail in this one. That was nice.
Yeah, no Trump supporter. Wait, you know, Dell? I don't know. No.
No.
Doubtful.
No.
No.
Who's a Trump supporter in Love, Simon?
That one kid, the asshole kid, the white kid. The,
oh, yeah, that figures. Yeah. That checks
asshole.
Out.
Well, there's a lot of white kids in that movie, but still, yeah, like, true. But he seemed like the most white kid. Yeah, this one, it does a lot of what Love, Simon does, and then has the opportunity to go somewhere that Love, Simon doesn't, and then doesn't. Could have been an opportunity for bisexual representation.
Yeah.
Missed that.
I agree. I read a lot about
that. I still loved it, but that's the one issue that this movie has, because it totally leans into it at first. It's like, oh, this is going to be one for the bisexual, audience.
And it's hard because, like, I think that if this would have been a bisexual movie, that people would have been like, it should have been a gay movie.
Sure.
Like, you know, I think there's no way to win there.
Yeah, yeah.
I do agree that bisexual people need more representation.
That's, yeah.
And I hope that we get to see that. Like, I hope we get to see a bisexual coming out movie. I think that would be very cool.
Totes.
I think that it would have made his character a little bit different, right? If he would have been bisexual, but, like, not wanting to do anything physical with his girlfriend and only wanting...
Right.
I mean, he would have been, like, you know... a cheater. Not that he's, I mean, he sort of is a little bit, but only a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that they would have had to change some of the story around to accommodate that.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I agree. They did miss that.
Yeah, but that was the only thing, really. Because that, I always like to look at the discourse when it comes to movies like this, you know, because got to get the other point of view.
Yes.
Like, I'm, you know, cis, straight, so... it doesn't mean that I don't, like, I still, I loved the character. I related so much to all of the anxieties and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But also, there's always going to be something I don't understand.
Right.
So, yeah, I like to look into it. And, yeah, that was part of the discourse. And I was like, you know, I do kind of get that. But, yeah, that was the only thing. Other than that, like, yeah, I hate the, you know, there's toxicity in the the gay, you know, bi, you know, lesbian community, too.
Yeah.
And, like... you know, that pops up where it's just like, why do they, like, I'm sick of people assuming that, or sick of people portraying gay characters as having straight friends. It's like, what the fuck? Like, they do, like, but I think I get what they're saying, where it's just like, they always seem to have straight friends. So that,
yeah.
that is true, where it's just like, that is kind of weird that... we're willing to go that only so far. It's like, oh, we've got a gay character, but all of his friends are straight.
Yeah.
So I get that.
Makes sense too.
But I hate the, you know, simplification. It's like that they have straight friends. It's like, well, some of them do.
Again,
like, you're gonna
like a different story
variety.
Though. Yeah. If the person that was coming out as gay had gay friends, I feel like they would come out to them earlier.
No, I know, but
you
I'm
know?
Just saying
like,
that
I think
was
it would be a different story. I agree with you.
Yeah,
I agree with you. That's what I'm saying.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's okay.
No, no,
it's not. but yeah, no. Yeah, so comparison's about right.
Yeah. Huh?
The comparison between the two.
But
movies.
No, yeah, it's they're similar, but yeah, a little bit
different.
Love, Simon. I think it's bigger budget.
Bigger budget, a little bit better storytelling because they had the bigger budget, I think. Yeah. These are all pretty new actors. What'd you think? How'd they do?
Yeah, I thought they were all great. Like, they, I think they saved a lot of the writing. Like, you know, mostly the writing becomes the problem, but no, yeah. Actors sold it. Yeah, I thought these were really solid new actors. Like, sometimes I find the younger actors these days unbearable, but no, these guys were good.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They're not from the Disney crowd. It's probably
That's for the probably best. Why. Antonio Marziel plays Elliot.
Ah, yes, loved him.
He is awesome, and he's having a movie come out in the film festival, and like does a lot of projects affiliated with being gay, which I think is very cool.
Love it. I like that character.
Very, very cool guy.
Good actor.
28, and he's British.
Oh my God, he's British? That's crazy. Would not have guessed. Good job.
Yeah, he did great. I thought he was really interesting. He's like a really compelling character, and I actually like my biggest complaint is that we didn't get to see more.
Yeah, no, that is of him with solid, Alex. True.
Like,
yeah,
I'm like their chemistry is off the hook. It's so good.
Yeah,
and I wanted to see more of that, but I appreciate that they were like, no, we're gonna really keep this focused around him and his journey.
Yeah, yeah, no, totally. No, I loved the character of Elliot.
Yes, me too.
Good guy.
You know the compilation of coming out videos at the end were real people coming out videos?
I mean, of course. Yeah, I mean, love it'd be a real dick move if they weren't.
They made it all up.
Hey, we want you to play a character coming out.
Yeah, your character is coming out, Susan, number one.
Yeah.
No.
No, that's good stuff.
It's cool,
like,
right?
Like, yeah, we need more of this. Like, you know, just make it make kids feel safer about coming out. That's all. Like, and that's why. That's why all you people are like, oh, God, another gay movie. It's like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Every year.
Shut your straight mouth.
Every year on National Coming Out Day, I, like, love watching the videos of people coming out. Like, it's just so beautiful to watch people bare their souls to the world.
Because slowly they're starting to feel safe like it's safe to do so.
Yeah.
And that's why it's such a slap in the face when you people are like, it's like, everybody's this, that, everybody's gay, this or that or the other. It's like, no, they finally feel safe, like, being able to be vocal about it.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Anyway, people suck.
Would
Yay, humanity.
Would you lick the toad?
Oh, God, no.
No.
That is disgusting. And yeah, it's not a real thing. Like, I guess so, yeah.
It is a real thing.
It is a real thing.
I will say I wouldn't do it because I would be scared.
Yeah, no, hallucinogens. That's a tricky road for me.
Yeah.
Being so imaginative and stuff. Like, I've done shrooms and wouldn't dislike the idea of coming back to them someday. But I ended on such a good trip, you know, that you kind of want to
leave it
let
there.
Let that be.
Yeah. I think that, like, for people like me who have anxiety, hallucinogenics can be really good or really bad.
Yeah.
Like, in Oregon, where we live, they started medicating people with mushrooms, actually.
Yes.
But it's, like, in a controlled environment and a controlled amount. And it's to help people, like, overcome anxiety and PTSD. I've never done that, but it's
kind
of cool.
Option.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would not lick the toad.
No.
Hey, Josh, would you lick a hallucinogenic toad? He says yeah.
Yeah, he shrugged yes. Why not?
What? He said if everybody else is doing it.
Why not?
If everybody else jumped off a bridge, would you too? Anyways, I'm not down to lick the toad.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
No toad.
Did you ever go to any drama club parties? Because that looks like so much fun.
Yeah, they're not far off. Like,
oh my God, really?
Yeah, no, because, you know, drama kids are extra.
Oh, I
And
love
they
it.
Love to do the creative stuff. The sound ball. You wouldn't play sound ball, though. That's stupid.
No, that's like somebody playing warm up, right?
Yeah.
That was so funny. The sound ball
I love that.
Scene.
Yeah.
He's
the
good.
The fireball. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my
so
God.
Good. That was funny shit.
So good.
Strangely beautiful.
And then my last question before we hop into our favorites was just like a generic how we kind of covered it a little bit, but like Alex, did you find him endearing? Did you like
he's an awkward
character?
He's a weirdo.
He's awkward. He's weird.
He's an awkward kid, definitely you knew this kid in high school, the fuddy-duddy, which is like, you would be very comfortable in like the 50s or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really, he was good at selling the awkwardness too. Like it didn't become unbearable really or too awkward where it's just like, okay, I feel
I'm uncomfortable. Bad for you. Yeah, no, it was just sort of like a...
realistic.
Yeah, we know who that person is. Like, yeah we know that person.
Yeah.
I agree. The foreman. I think it was fun when he like let loose and got stoned and was talking about the monkey dick faces. Like, I think yes. That was fun.
Monkey penis face.
Anyways, awesome.
Where he first met Elliot. Yeah.
Where he first met Elliot. Nope, I'm good. Favorite questions.
Favorites.
Favorite scene.
Favorite scene. So that would be when Elliot and Alex go on their little date night. Well, it's just a hangout, but you know, it's a date night. And they're talking like over fries or something like that. And yeah, it steers into talking about sexuality and stuff like that. And like, yeah, I loved it because like, I hope guys have somebody that they're comfortable with having conversations with like this, and you don't see it in movies. So it was great to see. And I loved how respectful Elliot was and how he broached the subject and was really like nice about it and wasn't like pushy or anything like that. It's just like, well, have you ever considered like, you know?
Yeah, I thought that was great. That whole scene was so good too, because he like confesses like, oh yeah, I didn't actually invite my roommate friend because I just told you that to make you more comfortable hanging out with me.
Yeah.
You know, which is like sad and sweet.
Yes.
True. And true. Yeah. good. That's good. My favorite scene is probably when that guy eats
the gummy. I know that was a close contender, but like
it was disgusting. It's a little disgusting,
but no, he's right. It's like it's strangely beautiful.
Strangely beautiful. Oh my God. That was a lot.
It's good stuff.
It was. Favorite quote.
Poor guy. That had to be so hard to get all those worms in, though. That'd be murder on your jaw.
Yeah.
What's up?
Favorite quote.
I'm going to sex you so good you won't know what time it is.
He's not very good at
that. That was my favorite. Amazing. It was like one of the early ones. And especially her response. She's like, okay. I like that.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Like, really? That worked for you.
They had such good chemistry, too.
Yeah, they were great. Claire. Yeah, Bear. Good shit. Claire.
Favorite performance.
Favorite performance, Daniel Zogaldry. Zogaldry. There we go. Sorry. Dell.
Dell is
Yeah,
awesome.
He actually was my favorite. Like, I liked that kid. I liked the energy he brought. And then the honorary would go to Antonio Marzali, who was Elliot.
Elliot's
yeah,
so good.
Only because, yeah, we would have been switched, but we didn't get enough of him, you know?
We didn't. Yeah. That was my complaint.
Yeah.
I think Dell is, like, such a fun character, too, because...
Could have been way worse, man.
Like, yeah, he was kind of an ass a couple of times, but then, like, in the end, we see, like, he's totally there
for
his friend when his friend tells him,
That's the important part.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm like, oh, okay, you're changing your tune, and it's good. Mm. When he showed him the dick in the school parking lot, like, maybe
perfect.
Not the best friend
perfect.
To move there, but, you know.
No, yeah, that was weird.
It was weird. It was funny.
Yes.
But it was weird.
Funny stuff.
The thing that also left me, this is my second time watching it, and the thing that I was thinking about after, at the end, was, like, we don't get to know anything about his, like, college decisions. Because he got...
Alex?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh,
he got,
right.
Like, waitlisted, or he didn't get into Columbia. I don't remember which.
He just wanted to be alone.
And so we know nothing.
He's not going.
Maybe not.
No, he's not. He's maybe going not. To Arizona State.
Interesting. All right.
Because anybody can get into that.
No. All right.
Hey, Arizona people. Fuck you. No, just kidding.
Damn. Jacob's being real aggressive.
No, just kidding. No, I don't know. Yeah. Sequel. Yeah.
No, it's too late.
Yeah, no. Strange. And weird title, though. And that kind of problematic. It's like, what are you saying? What's strange about it?
Yeah. You know? I thought that his last name was Strangelove. Right. And then I rewatched it, and I'm like, oh.
It's Truelove. Weird. Yeah.
It makes
weird.
Zero sense
yes,
for me.
I know.
But that's fine. All right. Well, that's all I've got for you, so.
All right. It's time to make the connections.
Mm-hmm. It's time. I'm going to do my one first.
Or wait. Okay? No, rewatch recommend.
Right? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Would you rewatch recommend?
So maybe on the rewatch, sometimes, you know, young actors, in the end, they're still young actors. But would recommend it. Like, check it out, especially if you like Love, Simon. Like, this
does a
lot of the same stuff, but it's also different.
It is, yeah.
And it's important, like, this got meh reviews, and it's like, you know what? We need meh, you know, LGBTQ plus movies.
Yeah,
like,
we need all of them.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. We need good ones, bad ones, and meh. So if this is kind of a meh, then so be it.
That's okay.
Like, we need them.
Yeah, the thing about this is, too, is that it's like really a YA movie,
right?
And I think that that's important, too, because like we have some amazing coming out films.
Right. Moonlight, the older
age.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's nice to, like, see it happening at a younger age, right?
Absolutely.
And for a younger audience, because even though they might watch those, like, really high-budget Oscar-winning films, like,
they're not going to see themselves in it.
Yeah, this is much more accessible for them, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Good deal.
And 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Excellent.
3.5.
That's
3.5.
Good. Yeah. Pretty good.
Good for a YA movie, for sure.
For YA rom-com.
Yeah.
Which is essentially what it is.
All right. So now it's time for the connections.
Now it's time.
Coming of age and coming out movie.
Coming of age and coming out movie, yes.
What you got?
My connection.
Your one connection.
It's sort of two.
Two.
At the heart of both of these movies, the message is about love.
Yeah.
And the other message is about staying true to who you are.
Hmm. Yeah.
There it is. That's what
I
got.
Be a slumdog.
No, but he knows who he is in his heart, and he doesn't let the life of crime take him over. He doesn't let...
Yeah, he doesn't cheat.
And even, like, when he, like, has to sneak in to see her at that house, he, like, pretends to be the dishwasher, the cook, and then the dishwasher. like, we see, like, his young self in that image, too. Because of the way he fast-talked his way out of it, so...
Yeah.
He stays true to himself.
Nice. Well done. Yes. Both leads are pretty hopeless romantics.
True.
Yeah. Both have a gross out moment. The gummy bear vomit scene and the shit scene.
Good connection.
Both of the gross out moments for sure. And both feature, you know, this is kind of a problem. Both feature kids getting penis shamed, all right?
Damn.
Like, you're like in Slumdog Millionaire, it's the Chili's on the Willy, which kind of funny, but, you know.
So mean.
You know, like, you know, the image of people pointing and laughing at you while you're, much in a compromised position. Kind of cruel. I know that it was for humorous purposes, but, you know, that's kind of, kids grow up with shame about that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And then same with, and then similar in Alex Strangelove, a little bit sadder in his situation, even more so. So
that pool scene,
yeah, right,
that was such a good scene. In my opinion, like, best scene of the whole movie for me.
It's well done.
It is. Yeah, I like it when he jumps into the water and thinks backwards in time.
Think back. Yeah,
good connections.
Yeah,
we
got them. The show is still intact
and
it's still going
doubts.
On yeah. We there were a couple of times this season where we almost broke the show, but no.
We're still here.
We're going forward.
We're still strong.
Going forward, and you know what? Let's talk about some recommendations for you guys.
Let's do it.
What do you got for recommendation?
I am recommending a podcast.
Oh my God.
Called Nobody's Listening, Right? Which is from Elizabeth Lam and Andy Rosen. Who were the first people I ever listened to in a podcast.
Oh, that's cool.
They are sort of the mommy and daddy of podcasts.
Yeah.
They had a podcast called Totally Lame,
where
they had some of their famous LA friends on, started podcasting. They had Jason Mantzoukas on, like, in the early days.
Oh, okay. Yeah, back when he was making his rounds through all the
podcasts. Before he started his podcast.
Nice.
Yeah, anyways, so they had that, and then they had Totally Married, which was, like, really an hour of them together talking and, like, giving advice to other people who wrote in with questions.
Nice.
And then they had Totally Mommy when she became a mommy, and they haven't done anything for 5 years.
Wow.
And I have, like, been missing Drought. Their voices because I, like, knew them, I felt like. And now they have a new show called Nobody's Listening, right? Which is really where they get together and they talk sometimes about random shit, sometimes about world shit, sometimes just about their lives. But I really like it. It's got four episodes out, and it's just...
Oh, cool.
It's so like back. A blanket. Yeah, I love it so much. It's so great. Nobody's Listening, right?
Nice.
Yeah.
Good deal. I will also recommend a podcast called Cult Film Club Podcast, available wherever you listen, and it is hosted by Paxton Hawley, who is one of... He co-hosts with my favorite podcaster, Michael May, on Hellbent for Letterboxd and Pax, and also on After Lunch. So I like Michael, and Pax is a great co-host, so I like listening to his show. And they cover some cult films, obviously. So yeah,
hell yeah, that's a lot of fun.
And he also likes to read movie novelizations, and he'll talk about those from time to time as well.
Excellent.
Cult Film Club Podcast. Well, if you've got any recommendations of your own that you want to send our way, you know, you can do that.
At movieconnectionpodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can follow us on Instagram.
At The Movie Connection.
Or you can follow us individually. Me at Jacob Bean Watson.
And me at KC Schwartz.
We got a Facebook, all that good stuff. If you drop a rate and review on Apple Podcasts, that would be most appreciated. Mm-hmm. I also frequent the Letterboxd website, so check out more reviews from me on that.
Hell yeah.
I think that about covers it. So now I think it's time for the moment you've all been waiting for. Well, first of all, it's the penultimate episode. The penultimate, like, season, it's almost the season finale, and it's the episode before that.
Yeah, pre-season finale.
And we have a tradition here at Movie Connection where our final episodes are usually movies that, you know what, like, have an audience maybe, but not as big as our other movies.
True.
So our second to last episode is where we would like to give you the good stuff. We like to have a little mercy and just be like, you know what, let's just have some fun.
Let's have fun.
And like not cringe and worry about these movies that we're going to talk about during the finale.
Yeah.
So, Casey, what do you have me watch for this second to last episode?
Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron.
An animated movie. I love animated movies.
This one, I was 10 years old when this came out, or 9. I was 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I was obsessed, so.
Really liked it. I think this is from DreamWorks, back when DreamWorks was doing, like, animation stuff.
Back when they were doing good animation stuff. Legit animation stuff. Because this came out close to Shrek,
nice.
Right?
When did Shrek come out? Yeah, that's 2000? True. Yeah.
So.
Awesome. Well, since we're doing an animation thing, I'm going to have you watch Titan A.E.
Hell yeah.
And this is from the dude named Don Bluth. You should know him. He is responsible for all of your childhood traumas and tears from such classics as Thumbelina, All Dogs Go to Heaven, Land Before Time, Secret of Nim. Like, I mean,
so many good ones.
So many good ones, and yet at the same time, they have a dark place in our hearts.
Yeah, they're kind of fucked up. Here we go.
Oh man, let's see if Titan A.E. like sticks to the trademark. Like, how fucked up is it gonna get? It is a sci-fi, so it'll be interesting. All right, so tune in next week for. Oh, this is gonna be exciting. We got Stallion of the Cimarron and Titan A.E.
Yeah.
Really excited. Tune in, everybody. We will see you then.
Bye.